This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Happy Friday to everybody. It's supposed to be a pretty nice weekend, a little bit of rain, which I'm cool with. I'm ready for some rainy days. The legend, Tony Scott, is with us. I was just talking to your boss, Talis.
Talis, yes.
Love that guy.
Yeah, he's really cool.
He's not my boss,
yeah.
so I'm like him.
I'm excited for him being here, though.
Yeah, he's like, hey, you're having Tony Scott on? He's like, what are you guys going to do? And I said, well, we typically play a game, but I don't know if you know this, but Tony Scott sucks at games.
I was wondering when y'all were going to notice that.
Yeah, first time. We noticed it the first time.
So many moving parts. I was like, they're not going to have me on anymore because I suck at games, right? But you had me on, and we talk.
We just talk
and stuff, which is cool. I'm horrible at games, man.
Yeah. Like,
you know, it's not my thing.
You got a real blind spot. I'm not going to lie to you.
Man, it's like, good Lord. Put the game in Braille and maybe I can play. So you know. But yeah.
You're like that kid when you're playing baseball and you're like, hey, Tony, want to throw the ball? And you're like, eh.
When I was a kid, I grew up in Texas and in Galveston. And when I was a kid, we would play baseball. I love baseball. We would play baseball from like 9 o'clock until the sun went down.
That's right.
Yep. Right? And we'd be out there all day. Parents. Mom would drive by, and she'd see me out in the field with the guys, and good, everything's good.
Yeah.
We would play until our noses bled from so much sun, right?
Yeah.
And that's how much I love baseball. So I was good at baseball. In fact, when I was at high school, they wanted me. I was like a freshman, I think. They wanted me to play on the varsity team, but I wanted to chase girls.
Huh?
Which was the stupidest thing ever.
Yeah. We've all had decisions like that.
Yeah, you know. Yeah. You know, and my father would just look at me and go, man, I don't know about you, man. So, you know, I was the only son. I was the youngest. But, you know how when they say you're the youngest child and they say, oh, I bet you were spoiled and all that. Parents actually back then, anyway, they would go out of their way to make sure the youngest child was not spoiled. So they would make it extra hard, right? So in the summertime when there was no school, I had to cut the grass once a week. I had to wash his truck twice a week.
Wow.
And I had to paint the garbage cans twice a summer, right?
Yeah.
And I was like, these garbage cans are brand new, and they've already primed them and everything. He goes, doesn't matter. I said, all right. So I'd get in there and do that, man, and, you know, kind of stuff like that.
Yeah.
But, yeah, it was one of those things. And then once I got my car, my first car, you know, I had put some mag wheels on them.
So there was nothing like mag wheels.
Yeah, you know.
You don't know what a mag wheel is, do you?
I've heard of them. I don't know what they are.
Yeah.
I had mag wheels. And then I went to Sears and bought a sunroof that you can install, right? I did that, and my dad and I were putting it in, and he cut a hole in it. There was a jagged piece of metal sticking up, and I put my arm down on it and went in my elbow. There's blood everywhere on my vinyl roof.
Damn.
The white vinyl roof. And I was like, oh, man. He was like, don't stop now, man. He goes, don't stop. You stop now, I'm not going to help you. I said, but it's bleeding. He goes, you seen blood before. You know?
Jeez.
Keep going, man. That was him.
We might be brothers. We might have had the same dad.
I was going to say, man.
I think maybe Jack Glover took a trip to Texas.
Yeah, he was like, you know, and I'll never forget, and I'll see if I can edit this a little bit. When I was about 15, you know, could nobody tell me nothing, right? So I get into an argument with my mom, and I made her cry.
Oh, no.
Right. my dad's at work, right? I'm feeling some kind of way about it, but, you know, you can't boss me around anymore, right? And so after we had dinner, supper back then, it was called supper, yeah. right? So we're in the backyard playing catch because, you know, I love baseball. And he was throwing, we were going back and forth for about an hour or so, and we got done. It was getting dark, so we're walking the putting the glove up in the garage and stuff, and, you know, everything's cool, right? And he goes, hey, that thing you did today? And I looked at him like, what? He goes, you know, that thing where you made your mother cry? He goes, if you want to make your mother cry, you know, that's on you. He goes, the problem in your situation, though, is that your mother is my woman. And if you ever do that again, I will bleep you up. That's what he told me, right?
Yeah. And he meant it.
And he meant it. And my father never hit me, ever, right? But he meant that. Yeah. He looked me in the eye,
yeah.
and he told me that. And he said, do you understand me, right? And I said, yeah, right? Fast forward, I don't know how many years later, he's in the hospital, and he's dying, and he's got but days left to live, and he's telling me, your mother is to want for nothing. Do you understand that? And I nod my head. He goes, what is that? I said, like, what? I said, yeah. He goes, you didn't say yeah. You nodded your head. I said, well, yeah. He goes, well, say that, damn it. You know, and he's like, nodding your head. I'm telling you something serious. You're nodding your head. You know, this man's getting ready to die in 2 days. Yeah. Right? He died 2 days later, right? And that was just my, you know, back then, you know, they used to say, there's no parenting handbook. Well, there are now. There's books on parenting all over the place. But back then, there really wasn't.
Yeah.
And my father was trying to make me a man by what he learned. And like I told you before, my father had a horrible childhood, right? But he kind of adjusted it for that and stuff. But there are times that he would tell me things and, yeah. and things that he would talk to my sisters like, you know, they were angels.
I'm a big believer in incremental gains in families.
Yeah.
Like, I had a pretty rough childhood, but my dad, his dad, my grandma died at 22 in a tuberculosis sanitarium.
Yeah. But-
and my grandpa didn't even go to visit her. He was kind of a POS.
Yeah.
And then he had three or four more wives after that. Wow. One of them was strung out on laudanum.
Oh.
And committed.
Was he white herb?
What is that? Yeah. And committed suicide in front of my dad.
No.
Yeah. So whatever I went through,
yeah.
I just look at that now that I'm a grown man
yeah.
and say, well, he was dealing with demons.
Yeah.
And hopefully my kids, when they're full grown,
yeah.
will look at the shenanigans I pulled and say, well, he this.
Yeah.
And I think that's how we evolve and progress
yeah.
as families yeah. is you just try to be a little better. You try to be a lot better,
yeah.
but you end up being a little better.
Yeah.
And after a few generations, maybe you get somewhere.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, you know, you learn, you know, my father taught me that you want your children to have a better life than you had. And I had a pretty good childhood, right? I mean, I would really have to stop and think of something foul my father did to me or to my, he never did my mother. He never did anything foul to her, but you know, but it was a great childhood. So with my children, I had to raise the bar. So they got to, and then, you know, back in the day, you know, when I was working at Magic, I was making like a lot of money, right? And so, you know, I had this 4,000 square foot house and they wanted for nothing. And we took them, you know, and we would go to the bookstore because I always told them, if you're reading, I'm buying. So we go to the bookstore. So we get a magazine or a book. I'm buying it every time,
I like
right?
it.
As long as you're reading, right? And so I did that and, you know, and always told my kids, there's nothing you cannot tell me. We'll work it out and stuff like that, you know. But I didn't get that from him because there was no book on that. There was nothing on that. So he just went with his gut instinct yep. on how to make me a man, right? Told me that you don't cry. You're a man. You never let anybody see you weak. You're a man, right? He was wrong on every level. He was wrong, but he was doing what he thought was best. So that's it, right? So when he died, I never cried.
Yeah.
Because that was in honor of him.
I remember being a weird kid. I'm a weird dude. I was a weird kid, intellectual. And my dad would whip me, mm-hmm. and I would cry. And then he'd get pissed and say, oh, I'll give you something to cry about.
What is that?
And I'm like, you just did.
He yeah. literally
you
just did.
You just whipped me.
You drew blood.
I'm crying because of you.
Yeah.
they don't.
You couldn't say that.
No. You don't know what you don't know. Right?
My dad would ask me an impossible to answer question, something I'm in trouble for. And so I would remain silent, which was the best course of action.
Yeah.
And after about 2 seconds, he'd go, the hell you say. I'd be like, I can't win. Whatever I say, you're going to get mad. And if I don't say something, now you're mad at that.
I would stay out on school nights. I'd get in 1 o'clock in the morning and stuff, right? And I remember one Saturday morning, I was out late, got in like 2 in the morning. I was like 16. And he woke me up at 5:30. He says, get up. He says, get up. He goes, you want to stay out like a man, you got to wake up like a man. So get up. He goes, you can sweep out the garage. He goes, until, 9 o'clock, then get to washing my truck, right? And he goes, and it's a good day to get that yard too. And I just looked at him. I was like, what? He was like, you want to stay out all night? You know, when men who stay out all night, they get up at 5 o'clock in the morning and go to work because they already know. So you already know, so get up and get to it, right? I was like, am I in prison? What did I do? What did I do to you?
Right? Did you keep staying out late?
No. I kind of scaled it back. Yeah. Scaled it back.
You know, telling your buddies, like, yeah, I'm tired, man. I had to head home.
What were you doing that late at 16?
Just hanging out on the corner with the fellas and, lying to each other and talking. And, and we used to have this friend of mine named Chris Gravitt, right? And he bought himself an electric guitar, and he learned to play guitar from Frampton Comes Alive.
Cool.
Really?
Yeah. And he could get it, right? He could get it. And so we would do that, and, we would just sit around and do that. And then sometimes we were mischievous, and we would, throw water balloons at motorcycle gangs, and they'd run for our lives and stuff like that.
Mischievous,
And then we go.
Sons of Anarchy on your butt.
We would go into the rich section, the rich home section of Galveston, and go in an open garage and take a bicycle and go put it in someone else's garage who left the door open. Because we all had bikes. We didn't have another bike, so we would, so we would steal bikes and put them in other garages, but we never would keep the bike because,
Yeah. One of those nights I had with my best friend Brad, who's now the police chief in Wood River, and we were laying out in the back of his dad's truck, 2 a.m, we're sleeping at his house, and we're just talking about life. And I loved girls, but I had no luck with them. But I was going to confide in my best friend. I had a crush. Mm-hmm. And I said, I got to tell you something. And I was about to say, I think I'm going to ask Trisha Ham out on a date. And he goes, okay, but first I have to tell you this. I made out with Trisha Ham last night. He's like, now what do you have to tell me?
What did you say?
I had nothing. He's the same guy who I had never kissed a girl. And I said, okay, be straight up with me. What is French kissing? Mm-hmm. And he goes, it's the easiest thing in the world. You open your mouth, mm-mm, she opens hers, you put your tongue in each other's mouth, you move them around. I'm like, I need you to get serious. I don't know what it is, but damn it, I know it's not that. Turns out he was right. I just knew he was setting me up.
Man, that's And when I was 15, my girlfriend lived with me with my parents. Right, because she had a situation at her house, so she came to live with us for a while. But we had rules.
Yeah, I bet
we had a lot of rules. Right, and it was different, Because then it's like all of a sudden I'm kind of like, but not really, but I'm kind of like a husband now, right? But not really, but kind of sorta, And it was that kind of pushed me off of girls for a while. Once I got through that, it just kind of
sure being married at 15 does that,
But then where I grew up. I got lots of cousins that they had to get married, if you know what I'm saying.
Oh,
right?
Yeah.
Because, they would say, Diana, and they look, Diana, you know, she's in trouble. Right? And then next thing you know, my cousin Diana's married. And, I had my cousin Henry, we were really close growing up, but then we went separate ways. I got into different things. He got into breaking into houses and stuff. So we went separate ways and stuff. But he was a father at 15. He was a grandfather at 31. And he was a great-grandfather when he dropped dead at 52.
Whoa.
And it's like, wow, that's a lot.
Yeah.
That's a lot. And when he told me, when he became a father, he says, man, you got to have a kid, man. This is amazing. I'm like, nah, I'm good. I'm good, man. I was 16. I was like, I'm good.
All now, right, the three of us are like 007 compared to Andrew. He divulged earlier this week that he, when he was a kid, he thought having sex was throwing up on each other.
Well, into each other's mouth.
Okay, I tried to leave that part out. I tried to not let Tony Scott think you're a complete psycho.
Yeah. Yeah, that.
Which, for some people, though, that's foreplay. So, you know.
Yeah, I'm really lucky it didn't mess me up worse, that fourth grade Catholic school sex education.
Man, that's, wow.
Yeah, good thing you didn't raise your hand.
Yeah, left maybe a little too much to the imagination.
Wow. And when did you find out that wasn't true? Last week.
And how?
Yeah. On the show, when we were talking about it, he's like, oh!
20 or so years later. I was like, Dave, you mean to tell me.
He's like the guy on TikTok. You mean to tell me after 40 years I could have been doing this all along?
And see, I like my girls. I like my oldest daughter is 41 now. 41. And, but when 20 years ago, you know, she's living on her own and stuff. And I told her, she said she was, her and her boyfriend were at her place and stuff. I said, what, y'all end up having sex? And she was like, I said, I'm just messing with you, man. I said, so.
That's so good. I'd get punched if I said that. I'd take a punch to the nose.
Phoebe would definitely clock
me. She would clock me.
Yeah.
Nah, you know, it's just, you know, you have fun with your kids. Next thing you know, they're grown, so then you start having grown-up fun with them. It's you know, crazy things like that.
That's true.
You know, my youngest daughter just turned 26. So I got 26, 30, and 41. Two different marriages. That's why there's a gap thing. Yeah. But yeah.
Good ages.
Yeah. And your Nick is?
Nick's 30 and Phoebe's 20.
20. And yours?
28.
28? You have one?
Yeah.
28?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. I figured you had like, you know, maybe three. I figured you had a son.
I had a bunch of dogs. You want to know that?
I've never owned a pet.
Wow!
In my entire life,
really?
Never had a pet. No.
Wow!
I've never drank tequila. I've never drank coffee. No,
I mean, it's like my opposite. All I drink is tequila, as far as alcohol is concerned. And I got dogs coming out left and right.
I was like, you know, and I asked my mom one time. I said, "Can I have a dog?" She was like, "You got siblings. You got two sisters." I was like, what? I just turned around and walked away. I didn't even know what that meant. Yeah, so no. I said, okay, well.
Parents are good at that.
Let's go play baseball again.
And you're like, are you saying I needed to walk my sisters?
They do poop in the backyard. All right, buddy. Have a great weekend, man.
You too, man. Good talking to you guys.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Okay, a ridiculously short segment here. We went long with Tony Scott, but we always do. Tony's just the best.
Just too much fun.
Such a privilege. Like, I've known about Tony, like, my whole adult life.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And so when I met him, I'm just like, wow, I just met Tony Scott.
Yeah.
And then becoming close friends with him is just cool.
Yep.
Yeah.
There's some good people in this building, man.
Yeah. There's some good people in radio.
Yeah.
We've done this at a good era.
I'd say so.
Yeah.
A little earlier, we probably all made more money.
There was an era. There was an era like in the 90s where people were making hundreds of thousands. Yeah. In 1995. I mean, like, that's a weird thing. The average person back then is making 30 grand and 25 grand. Oh, well.
Well, now I volunteer.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times? You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron and Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, Dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
If you're an experienced pet owner, you already know that having a pet is 25% belly rubs, 25% yelling, drop it, and 50% groaning at the bill from every pet visit. Which is why Lemonade Pet Insurance is tailor-made for your pet and can save you up to 90% on vet bills. It can help cover checkups, emergencies, diagnostics, basically all the stuff that makes your bank account get nervous. Claims are filed super easily through the Lemonade app and half get settled instantly. Get a quote at lemonade.com/pet and they'll help cover the vet bill for whatever your pet swallowed after you yelled, drop it.